You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The political and legal drama continues to swirl around the beleaguered people of Flint. The latest twist? The state is suing the city of Flint for not approving a plan to get its drinking water from Detroit's Great Lakes Water Authority. Detroit News business columnist Daniel House is here with us. Daniel, how deep is the pool of irony in this lawsuit?
Well, the MDEQ, of course, if there's any department or any group of people in the state that has more culpability for the MDEQ in the Flint water crisis, I don't know what it is. Mm. You know, they were their water people were the people that said, "Ah, oh, you don't need to do. You can make the switch, and you don't need to put corrosion controls in the water, and don't worry about it." And on down the road we go, and now they are suing the essentially the city council,
right,
for not accepting the deal that the mayor, Karen Weaver, has cut with GLEWA, the Great Lakes Water Authority, which is part of the old Detroit Water Department, for a 30-year supply contract. And I just find it, I mean, I understand why they're doing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're doing it because they look at all of the other options and they're horrifying.
There's other option, right?
Well, and the other options, I mean, run a lot of risk. You know, hooking up to KWA where they're bringing in raw water and they're going to treat it in a Flint plant that has not been treating water in a very, very long time.
And where have we heard that song before?
Well, exactly. Yeah. And so, I mean, you know, I interviewed the mayor about this topic up at Mackinac, and, you know, she said we need to have essentially water security. We need the assurance that we've got good water. And given where we are and where they are geographically, the place you're going to get that is from the Great Lakes Water Authority and get Detroit water. Well, there have been political machinations going on in Genesee County and Flint for a long time to separate that region from Detroit. But, you know, the Detroit Water Department ain't what it used to be. It's certainly not what it was under Kwame Kilpatrick, not even under Dave Bing. And the Great Lakes Water Authority was formed from both the city and the suburban counties around Detroit are running a pretty tight ship. And so I think the argument against getting away from them is weakened. And so here we are in federal court, and this continues. And meanwhile, the long-suffering people of Flint have to put up with this garbage going forward.
What kind of politics are behind the foot-dragging on the part of city council?
Well, I think you've seen some of this. The mayor did this a year ago when I talked to her at Mackinac, when she raised the question of maybe pulling out of KWA. And the director of the KWA, the CEO, wrote a letter to the editor of Detroit News and talked about her baseless charges. And I can't remember the exact language, but basically saying she's got her facts wrong. And but she signaled, you know, we're going to get a better deal. And I think part of local politics is to say, hey, we didn't do this. You know, another council did it or another mayor did this. So everybody needs to put their imprint on something and say, yeah, we pass it. We'll sign off on it. Don't push us. Hmm. And the state is saying, no, you got to move this thing along. And we got to know this deal is done to have the security to be able to assure ourselves as bureaucrats, but also the people of Flint, that this is what you're going to get going forward. But there really aren't a lot of other options.
And if I'm not mistaken, the clock's ticking on whether the city can keep using that 72-inch line that actually brings Flint the water from the Great Lakes Water Authority, because they lose the use of that line October 1st, right, if it hasn't approved the mayor's plan.
Right. And my guess is that when it's all said and done, it's going to get approved. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people talk about this is the other side of, quote, democracy. You know, people can push back and they can drag their feet and they can all have their own agenda. I mean, as I pointed out in the piece today, I would not be surprised that in the background here, there's some more conniving and pot stirring going on with the people to support the KWA. You know, maybe they can get them to come back to the table. The thing that really, I think, invalidated this whole thing for KWA was when the Great Lakes people said, look, you got to pay KWA under a contract, $7 million a year in debt service. We'll give you a credit for $7 million from the water you're going to purchase from us. So it's mm-hmm. a net wash. And, you know, Flint does not have a lot of nickels to rub together
no.
here. And they really have to be smart about how they approach this. And this city is maybe out from under an emergency manager, but it is clearly not out from under a financial, if not an emergency, a very tight financial plan.
And meantime, as you think of how it must feel to be still toting those cases of bottled water and knowing lawsuits and politics are still swirling.
Well, not only that, but yes, but what about the property values and home values? Mm-hmm. Businesses investing or reinvesting in Flint, people deciding to stay or go. Population growth or lack thereof impacts business investment, impacts school funding, impacts all sorts of things that affect a community. And the last thing a community like this needs is more instability, more pot stirring, more legal to-ing and fro-ing, more politicians coming in and grandstanding and pontificating about what they're going to do to Flint and then turning around and leaving, as we saw in the presidential campaign. Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump all did their thing, and now they're nowhere to be seen.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. As always, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.